Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Dallas, Texas at the Surfaces Education Advisory Council, and I'm with Mark Woodman, who's owner of Mark Woodman Design and Color. Mark, you doing okay?
I am, thank you very much. It's an intense day.
It's good to be with you. Let's get a little background first before we get into what we're up to today. You own a design consulting firm outside of Washington, and you've been focused in this business for a while, not only in the flooring business, but generally in the interiors design part of the business, right?
That's correct. It's whole house. But we always look at that because you have nothing unless you're building off the floor. So the flooring is an extremely important element of any interior design space.
And I noticed, looking at your resume, that you were president of the Color Marketing Group. You've been a trend consultant, and several years ago, you did some work with Sherwin-Williams, right?
I did. So if you think of all the different products that go into house, at some point in my career, I've had a hand in it.
Mm-hmm. And recently, you said that you've been working on a new paint project.
I have. It's kind of secret. It's out of country, but we're real excited that later on this year, it's going to be an entirely new palette coming out.
Along those lines, I guess you noticed that Sherwin-Williams is buying Valspar.
I have seen that. It's a major game changer in the paint industry in the United States. It's astounding.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're here together. We're here for an intense all-day meeting, and the purpose of this group of about 20 people is to help Informa, the owner of Surfaces, come up with an education program that will attract more people to come to the Surfaces Expo in Las Vegas in 2017, right?
Yes. We always liked when we look at product. You know, what's new and what's exciting and what's pretty. We'll put all kinds of different adjectives onto it to describe it. The most important thing is to why we're doing that, how to install it, what the ideal specification is. I look at the interior design community and the architectural community. We need to know not only what's out there, but what the ideal things are to use. So there's just so much information you need to absorb to really make sense out of what you're seeing.
I've got to hand it to Informa. They've done a good job of getting a good cross-section of people because they have some stone fabricators here. They have you, obviously, representing the design community. They have retailers here. They have restoration people here. And they have some contractors. So they pretty well have representation for most of the groups that come to the show.
That's true. And it's key. It's vital. To have all of that. You can't just talk to one group. You have to have everybody. And we're seeing, and I'll speak a little bit for the design world again, we have so many mixed materials where people, consumers, and certainly you have it in architectural and commercial spaces, healthcare or wellness care, as you call it. There's so many different materials that you need to have input from everyone so we know what we're doing with everything.
Now, I've listened to you today talk about some of the ways that you interact with the Surfaces show, and you actually network with other trend forecasters, and you actually bring a group through the show, don't you?
Yeah, I've done actually tours at the show for attendees, and then a separate time, there's a group of us that always get together, and we work with different companies on our own, in our careers, and also for other trend agencies, to sort of also track to see what we're seeing that's new. Is there a new product? Is there a new innovation and something that's coming out that's being shown at the show? So we kind of bounce off of one another. So we see, did you miss something? Or I saw this. What did you see? And it's a great way of sort of keeping our own selves on point.
When you look at your business, how much of it is focused in the commercial side versus the residential side of the interiors?
It's interesting you should ask that. I'm just starting a commercial job. Most of it is residential. There's a beauty to that because it doesn't have as many restrictions as far as product is concerned as commercial does. But it's nice. I like to do a balance, and it's easily 90-10 with 90% residential. But we're seeing so much crossover as far as design inspirations are concerned now, where things come from hospitality, from the restaurant or the commercial side, and it's moving into home, and then also home interior moving into commercial and the adaption of those. So how does the product adapt? And if I want this look, but I have to have it in material, for instance, I want a home look, but I need a material that will wear forever in a commercial space, what is the material? How is it manufactured? How is it installed, et cetera? And those are some of the things I find fascinating. It's nice as I can get all that information here.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think it would be a stretch for this show to think they would entice a group of interior designers to come to the show?
No, I think this is a great show for interior designers to come to. Again, they can learn so much about so many different products that they're using on a day-to-day basis or thinking about specifying. It introduces things they may not have seen in their world. And it also helps you look at stuff that you wouldn't necessarily consider, like the saw blades used to cut stone. It's fascinating to see the tools that are necessary to create this. It helps you understand the entire world of design in a bigger sense.
You know, There's really two kinds of retailers, dealers out there. And by the way, I should point out about 58% of the audience that comes to Surfaces are retailers. So that is their biggest piece of the pie of who comes. But there's really two types out there. They're the ones that really focus on the way products are installed. And then the ones that really focus on offering design assistance and talking the consumer into stepping out and being bold and in selling fashion and using fashion to convince the homeowner to buy from them versus the guys with the aprons.
You said it absolutely perfect. It is fashion. It's a fashion sense in home fashion. And although people perceive themselves as slightly different, I think the installers and the retailers who consider themselves more installers than product retailers or design assistance retailers need to know it just as much, because if there is a trend out there in a direction in a product, those installers need to be absolutely on point as well as to how am I going to put this in if this is going to start to be specified. Mm-hmm. So you have it on one side where you have the quote-unquote more design-oriented houses showing things, and then the installer side, well, they have it, but they have to know what's coming down the pike so they can already gear themselves up to do excellent installations.
You know, as retailers are looking to grow and looking to bring more traffic into their stores, I think it's the ones that are helping their customers with the fashion side of the business that are getting the social media clicks and the referrals that are bringing more traffic into their store. Would you agree?
I would completely. And it's key. It is key to know what's going on in the world. No one has a moment now to sit back and relax and say, oh, wasn't that nice? The minute you have that moment, and we need to take those moments, but as soon as you're done, move on to the next thing and start saying, okay, what happens next? Where do I need to be next to provide stellar service, to have the best product lineup, and to make people's lives better?
All right, Mark, it's good to talk to you again. Been talking to Mark Woodman, the owner of Mark Woodman Design and Color outside of Washington, D.C., and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.